Hi there, you're listening to the Estranged Heart Podcast, and I'm your host, Creed Revere. Welcome back to our returning listeners, and if this is your first time here, thank you for selecting this podcast to listen to. As we begin today's episode, I invite you to grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and listen with an open heart. But first, the regular disclaimer. I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. Nothing within this podcast should be considered or taken as therapy. If you are in need of therapeutic support, such as counseling, please seek out a therapist near you. Hi there. We're back for a Mother's Day episode. And before we get started, I just have a couple of announcements. First, the current cohort of Estranged Mothers Support Group via Zoom. I have a couple of those running right now. We're about halfway through our 8 weeks of meetings. And so if you are an estranged mom and are looking for a Zoom type support group, please feel free to reach out. I will be starting a new cohort or cohorts of groups beginning the end of June, mid to late June. So if you're interested in getting on the list for that, please send me an email, theestrangedheart@gmail.com. If you are an estranged adult child and are looking for support, same thing. I will be starting new support groups for the adult children, and those will start mid to late June as well. If you are interested, please send me an email. And if you are a therapist who is estranged from a family member and would like separate support for that, please feel free to email me. I have professional experience working with therapists in the world of psychotherapy. Some of my favorite people on the planet are therapists, and I'm an advocate for therapy, and I recognize some of the differences and different needs that you may have regarding your estrangement. So if you're looking for support, either individually or a group, feel free to email me and I'm happy to see how I can help support and facilitate, supporting you in either with individual coaching or via a group. And again, for everyone, the email is theestrangedheart@gmail.com. So on that note, here are the quotes for today. Pursue your dreams not because you're immune to heartbreak, but because your real life, your whole life, is worth getting your heart broken a few thousand times. And that is by Martha Beck. The second is, don't fix disengaged people. Fix the environment where people became disengaged. And that is by L. David Marquette and his book titled Turn the Ship Around. And the third is, we delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. And that is by Maya Angelou. On to today's episode. Hi, friends. I know today is a hard day for everyone in the estrangement world when it comes to parents and adult children. It's Mother's Day here in the U.S., Sunday, May 12th, 2024. And today's episode, I'm hoping, will cross and allow both the estranged mothers and estranged adult children to feel recognized and heard. I'm oftentimes talking about estrangement being the same, two sides of the same coin. And I feel like on Mother's Day, this can be represented as well. The estranged mothers are in deep pain and grief and sorrow at not having their child in their life. And the adult children are in deep pain and sorrow by not having their mother in their life. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind as I go about what I'm going to talk about today. And I hope that in the spirit of compassion and grace and healing, that regardless of what side of the fence you're on, that you'll find something of value that can provide meaning to you, even on this really hard and difficult day today. So as I contemplated today and talking about Mother's Day, I waffled back and forth between, do I address just the moms? Do I address the kids? Do I make it a joint effort? And I settled on the joint effort because, as I've just said, everyone is suffering today. The moms are suffering, the kids are suffering. And I'm hoping to provide a little bit of perspective that can take away the hopelessness and provide it, if not with hope, or replace it with, if not with hope, with entertaining a different perspective. So when I lived in Washington, it was often, I mean, this is a state that is filled with beauty unlike anything I've ever seen as far as Mother Nature beauty goes. There are mountains, the tall evergreens, the Puget Sound. It's just stunningly gorgeous. And on the days when it's really, really clear, the sun's out, the sky is blue, it's not raining, the sun is shining, you can see all of the beauty that Washington has to offer. And you can bask in that. Most people are out and about and, you know, really taking in the beauty. You hear people chattering about how gorgeous it is and all the good and positive, beautiful things. And conversely, on days when it is raining and dreary and the sun is not out, the skies are gray, and you cannot see the mountains, it's difficult to see the tall evergreens. And you may be on in the month of February or March when you begin to wonder if the sun is ever going to shine again. And what I found when I lived there, the life symbology was significant in that we all experience and need to experience differences. Differences in our days, differences in our seasons. And all of those things play out within our relationships. There are times in our life when we are deep in the darkness of winter. We're deep in the darkness, in the dreariness of a winter in the Pacific Northwest. And we can't seem to find our way out. We think there is nothing else but what is currently in our face. Meaning, we forget about what's behind the rain, what's behind the dreariness, what's behind the darkness. And I'm asking that you try to remember the goodness that does exist. I'm not asking you to replace your sadness and grief with the goodness. I think both can coexist together. And I think that allowing those things to coexist is how we begin to heal our hearts. Because we are not in denial of any one thing. We are accepting and allowing into our life the totality of everything. Now, I recognize that trauma plays an impact here. And oftentimes when we are deep in trauma, we're not able to allow the goodness, the sadness to coexist. We tend to have a focus on the sadness, the loss, the grief. It's my hope that each of you have your, what I call the dream team, your support systems in place that are helping you to heal. Not your echo chambers. Not your echo chambers. But those who can help you to heal. And part of healing is to acknowledge sometimes what we don't want to acknowledge. And when we're in that grief and sadness, we sometimes don't want to acknowledge that there were once good times. And I know for the parents, it's oftentimes that's where they get turned sideways. They're like, but we had so many good memories. I don't understand why the sadness and the bad parts have to overtake. And I would offer that that is probably some sort of trauma. And that is therefore where the focus lies. When we allow our sorrow and pain to be acknowledged, and we're not stuffing it and shoving it under the carpet and under the rug and all the things, magical things can happen. Those emotions tend to subside. They tend to not want to take center stage because we have acknowledged them. So I think it's important to acknowledge them. I think it's important to remember the times when things were good, the times when we did and experienced really good things with the other person. Because to throw the baby out with the bathwater is accomplishing nothing. Now, it might mean that for now, your focus needs to be on something else, right? And that the focus of your relationship with your parent or your child cannot take center stage for whatever reason. And I talk with the moms about this, that until their adult children are ready, that they have to focus on themselves. So I think it's important to be doing our inner work. I don't care if you're an adult child or a parent, it's imperative that you do your own inner work so that you can get to a place within you that you can become less reactive, more responsive, less angry, less judgmental, and more compassionate. And that comes with healing. I'm a testament to that. All of my coaching clients and support group members who have reconciled can testify to that. I recognize this day is really hard when what seems like the entire world is out celebrating this other person, this mother, or that we are being celebrated as a mother, but then our mother isn't in our life. It's really hard to reconcile two differences, seemingly opposite end of the spectrum things. I'm asking you to hold space for your heart and that of your estranged person. That maybe for one day, it might be possible to set an intention that the other person experience a day of peace within their heart. Maybe not for the relationship, maybe not for you, but for them in their heart on this day. I know I've been on both sides of the fence. And I've been on both sides of the fence where I was angry and hostile because I was hurting. And I've been on the other side of the fence where I have had immense compassion with boundaries. And have allowed the other person to live their life as they wish with me maintaining my boundaries. And that is what, for me, has brought me to a heart-centered life that has brought about peace unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. And that is my hope for everyone who listens to this podcast. I have immense compassion for people who have harmed me, for people who have called me names, for people who have done all sorts of very difficult things. And I have held boundaries. I don't have to go back for seconds, but I can wish that person a peaceful heart. I'm hoping that today, somewhere within your day, you can find a few moments of peace for yourself and you're a strange person. And if you can't find the space to wish peace for that other person, I'm hoping that you can at least set aside the day of judgments and harsh words about that person. Make this a day about you. Finding your own inner peace, your own compassion, and your own way forward into a life that can bring about that peace, both internally and externally for you in your world. We moms, we have it tough. Society tells us that. We're held to a different standard than most dads are. And we're human and we make mistakes. And your human heart doesn't mean that you're undeserving on this day or any other day. Humanity, by default, is imperfect. Which means we will all make mistakes. And I, for one, pray for the day when those mistakes can be made and held with compassion and grace versus accusations and judgments. Until next time. This brings this episode to a close. I hope that this time together was time you feel well spent and that you are able to find some takeaway nuggets to help you on your journey, wherever you may be on your estrangement and reconciliation path. If you feel you've received something helpful or positive from this podcast, please consider following us, sharing this podcast with others, leaving a positive review, perhaps entertaining becoming a guest on our show, or following us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok under the same name, The Estranged Heart. As a reminder, there is an online support group on Facebook. If you are a estranged mom who identifies as being spiritual and approaches estrangement with a sense of curiosity rather than blame and judgment and desire to do inner self-work and reflection, please seek us out. We can be found at facebook.com/estrangedmothers support group. And lastly, if you are an estranged parent or an estranged adult child and would like to have your story shared on the podcast, anonymously or not, please reach out to me via email at theestrangedheart@gmail.com.